On Shvi Shel Pesach, we commemorate one of the most dramatic stories in the entire Torah, the story of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Jewish people fleeing from Mitzrayim approach the Yamsuf and they're trapped. The Egyptians are pursuing them from behind, and up ahead, a ferocious sea is confronting them. And now, Klal Yisrael find themselves in a horrible predicament. And the Pasuk says, V'amayim lehem choyma meiminam umismaylam. The waters miraculously stood firm like a solid wall, allowing Klal Yisrael to pass. If you look into the Sefer Torah, the word choyma is spelled without a vav, which can also be read as chema. The waters were angry. The waters were defiant. Why were the waters angry? So the Medrash says that when the sea was ordered to split for the Jews and drown the Egyptians, it refused to do so. They said, why are the Jews better than the Egyptians? Halo oiv devoy dezara, v'halolo oiv devoy dezara. The Mitzrayim worshipped Avoy Dezara, and the Eden also worshipped Avoy Dezara. So why should we split for the Eden and drown the Egyptians? And the Rabbi Shlom told the sea, granted at this moment, the Eden may not be worthy, but split for them because what they will do for me in the future. In a few weeks from now, they are destined to accept the Torah in Har Sinai. But the question is, why did this complaint against the Jews just come to the surface now? Why when the sea was ordered to turn its water into blood, or when the frogs were ordered to jump into Paris hot oven, why didn't they protest then and say, why should we do so? The Eden are no better than the Egyptians. Halolo oiv davoy dezara, v'halolo oiv davoy dezara. And the Meshech Chachma says something so profound, a powerful lesson for all generations. When Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they were united. They were ba'achdus. Chazal say, they all spoke the same language. They didn't speak Lashon Hara about each other. They displayed the Midah v'Ahavas Yisrael. See, even though they were oiv davoy dezara, and they were languishing in the Memtesh Shara Tumah, Hashem still performed miracle after miracle for them. And the Makkas that devastated the Egyptians did not harm Klal Yisrael. However, when the Eden approached the sea, sensing the pursuit of the Egyptian army, the Jewish people started arguing. The Medrash says they split into four groups. One said, let's throw ourselves into the sea. Another said, let's return to Egypt. A third said, let's fight the Egyptians. A fourth said, let's cry out to Hashem. There was no longer unity. Says the Meshech Chachma, when this machloikas, when this division, we are no longer Klal Yisrael, a collective holy nation. So each Yid stood before the sea on their own. Every individual Yid on their own was not worthy for the sea to split for them. And that is why the sea was defiant and did not want to split. What a lesson from the Meshech Chachma. When we are united, when we are there for each other, Hashem performs miracles for us, even if we are spiritually lacking. A prominent Rav in Flatbush shared this remarkable story. One afternoon, he received a call to assist a family from Eretz Yisrael that just arrived. Ronit, their teenage daughter, was in desperate need of a kidney, and they had no money and no insurance and no support system. A few days later, the Rav met with the family. They were polite, but very distant and very overwhelmed. Ronit looked discouraged and downcast. The Rav assured them that he would try to help them, and they agreed to follow up. But days passed and then weeks, and he never heard from them again. He had no contact information, only Ronit's Hebrew name, Ronit Bas Miriam. All he could do was daven. A few months later, out of nowhere, he received a phone call from the same man who had originally made the introduction. The family wanted to meet again. They returned to his home even more disheartened than before. And the Rav asked them, why didn't you call me all this time? Looking embarrassed, the mother said, when we saw how religious you are, we thought you wouldn't want to help irreligious Jews like us. But yesterday we spoke with a person in Israel who sent us to you, and we were bemoaning our plight. And I told him, you sent us to the wrong address. He's a religious rabbi. And the man told us, you are not at the wrong address. He will help you. It doesn't matter to him whether you are a Da'ati or not. Go back, he will definitely help you. And that is why we are here now. And the Rav was stunned. He immediately sprang into action. Ronit was placed on a transplant list. Local Askanim arranged for food and clothing and housing. A group of Beis Yaakov girls began to visit regularly. Volunteers drove Ronit to and from treatment. Ronit formed deep friendships with the girls. They shared with Ronit the beauty of a Torah life. And slowly, her family began to grow spiritually. Her father started attending shul on Shabbos. Her mother began lighting candles. The community rallied around them. tefillos increased. Posters with Ornit Bas Miriam's name were seen in shuls and schools and on Sidurim. One evening, Ronit's mother gets a phone call. "We have great news for you. We found a kidney for your daughter." And the family was overjoyed. The surgery was a success. Ronit recovered, and the family returned to Eretz Yisrael, renewed in body and soul. This is the power of unity. Chodesh Nissan is an auspicious time for miracles. When we come together as a unified nation and help each other, Hashem performs miracles on our behalf. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.